In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Listen to the psalm one more time. Praise the Lord of Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. When we hear Jerusalem and we hear Zion, what do you call Jerusalem in Arabic? Utz. No. Utz. You use the slang term. You don't say Jerusalem. No, you say what? The holy place. The holy place in us, which are the vessel of the Lord. It is our soul. This is the holy place. Zion is not a piece of land. Zion is your soul. This is where the Lord finds his rest, your soul. So praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O space that has been made by God for him to rest in me. Why? He shall blow with his wind and the waters shall flow. What is this? This is the precursor of the advent of the Holy Spirit. For when the Holy Spirit, he comes as a rushing wind. He comes as fire. He comes as this, the water of baptism. He cleanses. He invigorates. He gives you power. And with the Holy Spirit, you can withstand anything. Without the Holy Spirit, well, it is a deep mystery why anyone would want to be without the Holy Spirit. But there must be that invitation. There must be that invitation. Now, in the gospel that we have just prayed, I want to remind you that the Lord repeated everything that he had done with his disciples in his 3-year ministry with him in the 40 days before his ascension. He reiterated all those things. Do you remember this? Do you remember this scripture? Did you see with your own eyes that it was fulfilled? I tell you now, death has no power over me. You see me. Thomas, put your hands in the imprint of the nails and in the hole in my side that the spear has made. Be believing and do not worry. Have this power, this certitude. But this gospel that we have in the 16th chapter of John tells the same narrative before. So we hear this questioning, this, how can we know where it is you are going, and how can we know the way, and could you show us the Father, and all of these other questions that came on the heels of him talking about his ultimate passion, the cross. For him, it was not a sad thing, it was a glorious thing. By this, there would be the great reconciliation between all of humanity and his Father. Now I want to remind you of something else. When God took flesh, Jesus Christ, when I'm saying God, because I want to remind you he is God. When God took flesh and became man and walked among us, he did not leave his Father. Though he walked on earth in flesh, he did not leave his Father. And when the time came for him to ascend into heaven in this earthly body, he did not leave us. And he's trying to tell this to his disciples. You do not any longer have to pray to the Father and be afraid that your petition, your supplication, your thanksgiving, your remembrance, your commemoration will not be accepted. Why? Because he promises that the Father loves you. He loves you because you have loved me. So now when we pray, what do? We pray to God the Father in the name of Christ. What do we say in the prayer of thanksgiving? Think about it in Arabic if you must. In English or in Coptic if you can. O Master, Lord, God Almighty, Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ. Who are we praying to? God the Father. through Jesus Christ, His Son. So we say in our prayers, Chem b'Christos Iesus pen chois. Through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. St. Cyril has a little bit different way of saying, from the Father, by the Son, in the Holy Spirit. From the Father, by the Son, in the Holy Spirit. So whether you are using the word by or through, it is the same. When creation took shape, it was by the Word of God that it leapt into existence. Jesus Christ spoke the will of His Father. And they have the same will. They have exactly the same will. There's no fear. When you speak to Jesus, you may also speak to God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, whom almost no one addresses personally. And that's wrong. Now, the Lord knew that they were going to be afraid. That, you know, He said, the time is coming. Yes, now is that you will be scattered. There's a cute little story that Saint Basil the Great tells people. It's about a bird. A bird. Now, you know how the Lord has used other kinds of symbols in nature to equate to our situation. For example, He says, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to put on. You know, today the grass is and tomorrow the grass is not. But I tell you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed, did not wear such grand clothes as the fields of the earth that I populate with the flowers, the beautiful flowers that are everywhere, even in the desert. You go into the desert and you will see at a certain time in the desert a blanket of color. Amazing. So, in this story by Saint Basil, it's about a little seabird. And this seabird is called the halcyon. The halcyon. And this bird is a bird that, after it has laid an egg, full incubation takes place in just 1 week. Now, the thing is this. It nests at the seashore. In the winter, when the waves are the worst, when the winds are howling, but during the time of its laying of eggs, the Lord causes the sea to be still and the winds to be silent for this bird. And not just for the week that the hatchling is produced, but for the week after, so that they can go and they can get food and give it to their young. So for 2 weeks, the sailors of the sea call these things the halcyon days, the days of calm, the days when there is not going to be the torrent of storm. This is Saint Basil. He lived 3 centuries after Jesus Christ. But he's telling his people this. Who know it? Think where he was from, Caesarea, right? There was a lot of commerce done by shipping in that area. So here you have this story about how I am going to give you a connection that you perhaps now mistrust. Use it. Use it, and you will find that in your cooperation with it, you will draw closer and have more confidence in your relationship with the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And indeed, you know, the Lord said to them things that at the end of the 40 days and before His ascension, they had fully confirmed inside themselves. They went fearlessly into the nest of seething heathens. They went into places where they were certain to meet their death. And they went there boldly and without any fear at all. Because you see, death isn't final for us. It's a passing from one reality to another reality. It's not that we become like the leaf that falls from the tree and then decomposes. No. We, who we are. Remember, God described himself as the Father and the God of Abraham. So it means in heaven, people have names. People are recognized. You will see your relatives. You will see those you have longed to see. So have no fear what anyone may say. It's not the truth. I am the truth. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life, said Jesus Christ. And glory be to our God, both now and ever, and to the age of all ages. Amen.